Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's only one ferry operator that transports vehicles from mainland Massachusetts to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. It's the Steamship Authority. So it's not surprising that the hundreds of cancellations this year of Authority boats have led to public outcry from residents and workers left stranded. The dispute between frustrated riders and the Steamship Authority management came to a head at a public meeting on the Vineyard last night, with the Authority board moving to hire an outside firm to audit its entire operation. WBUR's Simone Rios reports from the Vineyard.
Walter Gillette runs an insulation company based in Bourne. He travels from the mainland to Martha's Vineyard twice a week to deliver supplies and oversee his workers. In all the 30 years he's been making the trip, Gillette says he's never seen this kind of scheduling mess.
We were doing a job last month, and we couldn't get guys over here, and then we couldn't get guys off the island at the end of the day. So it was a nightmare.
Mechanical problems have caused 549 cancellations this year alone on the line between Woods Hole and Martha's Vineyard. That compares to just 26 cancellations all of last year. For people who depend on the ferry for work, that can translate into losses. Gillette says his workers punch in on the mainland and only punch out when they return, so every hour of delay is another hour of pay. He says that's cost his company about $1,000. But unlike a lot of people on the Vineyard, Gillette says he still has faith in the Steamship Authority, which operates the ferry.
I think it's a fluke. I think that they probably are very concerned about how things have gone. Because generally they do a great job. People here are good people, and they try to get you on a boat.
That sentiment is far from universal these days. As Gillette and a colleague were waiting in their work van for the ferry back to the mainland, roughly 200 Vineyard residents were making their way to the monthly board meeting of the Steamship Authority. The meeting was originally scheduled to be held in Nantucket, but public pressure on the Vineyard drove the board to meet here instead and face an angry public demanding a top-to-bottom audit of the agency. Steamship Authority General Manager Robert Davis opened the meeting with an apology.
I'm the general manager. I'm responsible for making sure that the services that you depend upon, that the island residents, the local merchants, the commuters, the shippers, and island visitors come to rely on every day. And, it's embarrassing that we were in this position where we weren't able to do that.
The notion of the ferry as a lifeline came up countless times during last night's meeting.
We need our lifeline.
Here's Gene Rogers of Vineyard Haven.
Three times forced to pay for hotel rooms. Been forced to leave my car three separate times in Palmer because I couldn't get my car back on the boat and get the kids back to school and me back to work that next day. This is our lifeline. We need this fixed. So whatever you people have to do, you need to do it.
While some islanders seized the opportunity to vent about the inconveniences brought to their lives, others talked about the deeper significance of ferry service to the island economy. Peter Wharton of Oak Bluffs is a commissioner at the airport.
We have 700,000 gallons of fuel that we get every single year. The majority of that's during season. That comes over in 88 trucks. And if those trucks aren't delivered, then we can't fly. If we can't fly, your impact becomes our impact.
A recent poll by the Martha's Vineyard Gazette found that 65% of year-round Vineyard residents think ferry service is worse now than it was a year ago. And 77% believe the Steamship Authority should be subjected to an independent audit. Many at the meeting were upset that the board had rejected an earlier proposal to do so. But board members say they had to reject it because it named one company to do the audit instead of putting it out to bid. Last night, the proposal was revamped and brought again by Mark Hanover, the Martha's Vineyard representative on the board.
I know what we need, and I know what I want. And that is a complete review of the entire Steamship Authority, the operational discipline, the IT, the public communications, management structure, and fleet maintenance. And that's my motion.
This time, Hanover's plan was to solicit proposals in an open process. Now, the board was united.
We'll take a roll call vote.
Jones, aye.
Gladfalter, aye.
Ranny, aye.
Tierney, aye.
Hanover, aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Next, it'll be up to the Steamship Authority to request proposals for an audit. That could be approved at its next monthly meeting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios on Martha's Vineyard.